The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
I said that when I was seeking the nomination. I said, take a seat, everybody. And there wasn't a single chair in the place. I said, that Biden really is stupid. Where's Doug? Congressman. He's around here somewhere.
Back to the Morning Answer with Joey Hudson from the Viper Electric Morning Answer Studios. A 94.5 The Answer.
836. On this Free Speech Friday, you know, several people last night in response to Trump's indictment talked about that it's a sad day. It's a dark day in our country's history, and it is in so many ways. I think this Manhattan district attorney, through his actions of indicting Trump, just kind of put the spotlight on a lot of things that are wrong with our country right now. We're so divided. And you and I have to do something about that. It's easy just to stick our head in the sand and pretend it's not happening, but it is. So we got to fight our way back. Stephen Elberton writes on the Big Rock text line, hey, Joey, if Trump doesn't go to New York, will he be considered a fugitive from justice? Eventually, something will have to happen. But I do think, and especially with Governor Ron DeSantis making his statement yesterday that Florida would not cooperate in an extradition, I think that Bragg has to understand the next steps need to be very careful. Bragg's office last night issued a statement saying, this evening we contacted Mr. Trump's attorney to coordinate his surrender to the Manhattan DA's office for arraignment on a Supreme Court indictment, which remains under seal. We don't know what the charges are yet. He said guidance will be provided when the arraignment date is selected. I think they understand that at this point, they're going to have to work with Trump. And to a degree, he's going to be able to set the pace here. Because they wanted to do the arraignment today. And according to reports, the Trump attorneys and his team said, absolutely not. We may see you on Tuesday. Merritt says Republicans and conservatives alike should all go down to Florida and stage a huge rally in demand that New York come and take him. Texter, this is Ted. He says all they want is to perp walk him and say that we got him. Every conservative needs to donate $25 to Donald Trump right now. I suspect there'll be some, it'll be a good fundraising weekend for the Trump organization. Back to the phones. Shannon is in Lexington. Good morning, Shannon.
Good morning.
What's on your mind?
Well, I think with Donald Trump, they just made him invincible. Trying to make a martyr out of him, this is going to be, this is history. And I think a lot of the, if they're moderate left, are moderates left out there, if the Democrats, they should be waking up and realizing that they'll be coming after them next. The right. Republicans, like DeSantis, he needs to sit this one out. He's still young. He's got 2028 to run. He needs to stand behind Trump. I'm like other people. All the Republicans need to grow a spine instead of having starch holder shirts up for them and stand behind Trump and realize that this country is going downhill quickly. And if they don't stand up and do something, then we technically have lost our country at this point if they allow this to happen. And already under Biden's leadership, exactly what Trump said would happen, that if Biden was elected in, it would be nothing but despair. Look around. That's all you see is despair. Despair. And all these George Soros appointed, I mean, they're buying. That's all they're doing. He's buying these elections. Soros, really? I mean, he literally worked with Hitler. So that's what these people are supporting. They're supporting Hitler. This is going to be another Nazi Germany. But these people don't know history. These teachers, of course, aren't teaching history. And I don't know why these people can't at least Google Hitler and George Soros and learn a little something. But hopefully they will. But I really just think that they just made Trump 10 times larger than he already was. And that was already as big as life.
Yeah.
So I'm hoping that, like you said earlier, that people will rally around him, big donations. If there are going to be protests, please keep them peaceful. We don't need to see a repeat of anything else. But at this point, too, Donald Trump can always say he's a martyr. He's had his constitutional rights taken away from him, just like the J6 people that are sitting with their constitutional rights completely taken away from them hiding evidence and twisting and turning to make it look like they wanted to. And it's exactly what they've done with Trump.
Yep. I think you're so right. I think this is a rallying call, and you're right as well. We got to be peaceful. We can't fall into their trap, because I'm not so sure that that's what they want us to do. They want us to get violent, so that they can once again point the finger at us and say, look what you've done. They don't recognize the fact that they have forgotten already all the violence that the Black Lives Matter organizations and all did after the George Soros, where they literally burned down cities and cars and all that. They have forgotten that. We don't need to give them any more ammunition, though, to come after us. We can protest. We can march in the streets, but we got to do it peacefully.
Very peacefully. Yep. And everybody needs to make sure they keep their phones on if somebody walks up to them and demands or tries to, tries to get them to do something that isn't peaceful. They need to make sure they have that person's face as clearly as possible and denounce them right then and there, denounce them immediately. And that way that can be turned over to the FBI for anyone that is trying to get them to do anything besides a peaceful protest.
Yep.
But I think it's going to take that. It's going to take people getting out in the streets to show just how much larger they made Donald Trump, and that people are going to stand behind him because they're tired of watching this country fall apart.
We're nothing
at this point.
And that's literally what's happening. We saw that in some of the testimony this week with the House Judiciary Committee having hearings on the weaponization of our federal government, and it's been weaponized against us for sure. Hey, Shannon, appreciate your phone call. Thank you for listening in Lexington. There was some good news yesterday. Speaking of January 6th, if you haven't heard, Jacob Chansley, the QAnon shaman guy known for entering the U.S. Capitol, he's the one, with the horn coyote fur headdress. He was released 14 months early. He was moved to a halfway house. No indication on why, but one would assume that probably because of the light that was shined on this case by Tucker Carlson and the videos that we saw of Jacob Chansley literally being escorted and toured, given a tour by Capitol police officers. James is in Easley. Good morning, James.
Good morning, sir. I've hesitated about calling because, just as you just said recently, this thing that happened as of yesterday with the indictment, this thing, it's like a shotgun. It's done opened up so many cans of worms.
Yeah.
But it's got to be dealt with individually. And I don't know exactly where to start other than to say that, lawyers are pretty much above average in terms of intelligence, but that's up for debate. But the lawyers are going to have to get together now through the Bar Association and say, look, this country judicially is being investigated or being changed, and we got to stick together and get this thing resolved, regardless of whether we're Democrat or Republican. But in addition, Trump is going to fight this thing, and I know he is. Under Hannity last night, Trump's head attorney says he's going to fight it, and we will win it, and I believe him. And the FBI will be protecting him all the way through this situation. He will not be cuffed. He might be fingerprinted, but he's not going to be cuffed. But again, we need to support our Speaker of the House and all that he's doing. We've got to go ahead with all these hearings and so forth, and we've got to get off the fence. I understand there's about 30% of the people in the voting population that is undecided. We got to quit this pussyfooting around. I got friends, I got the relatives who
We got to get serious about doing something, about taking action, and we got to we got to support Republicans, but we also got to hold them accountable. We got to hold our elected officials accountable. Rather than talking, and that's kind of what Jesse Waters said to Senator Josh Hawley yesterday. All right, Senator, been a lot of talk. Now, what are you going to do? What are you and other elected officials going to do to stand up to these people who are trying to destroy our country? It's 8:46. Mike Gallagher will join us for a preview of the Mike Gallagher Show up next.
Seemed impossible to fail when someone else instead of.
It's the Morning Answer on 94.5, The Answer.
I'm so proud to congratulate the Walhalla Performing Arts Center on 20 years. The Walhalla Performing Arts Center has been one of the upstate's premier entertainment destinations, celebrating their 20-year anniversary of the renovation and the opening of this wonderful event center. They plan on doing the same for the next 20 years as well, with some just great performances. Now, prepare yourself this weekend for a unique concert experience unlike any other. The Black Jacket Symphony returns to Walhalla. The Black Jacket Symphony, Fleetwood Mac Rumors. This is a very talented group of musicians. They recreate classic albums in a live performance setting. The night starts out with a true symphonic piece that recreates the entire album. It wraps up with a selection of the artist's greatest hits, complete with an incredible light display. It's going to dazzle the audience. You want to be part of it. You'll have two chances to catch this must-see concert. Tickets are going fast tonight at 7:30, and then there'll be a repeat performance taking place tomorrow night as well at 7:30. Go to WalhallaPAC.com. Don't miss the Black Jacket Symphony presents Fleetwood Mac Rumors. This is a great performance. WalhallaPAC.com. Get your tickets now. It's 8:48.
Dennis Prager sees nothing but deceit.
The videos that they hid, the lying, deceptive, deceitful Democratic Party. Did I say that the Democratic Party was lying, deceptive, and deceitful? That is its nature. It's not because I differ with their policies. It's because they lie and deceive and suppress. That's why.
For the right answer from Dennis Prager, tune in every weekday at 1 on 94.5. The Answer.
Get ready to slam dunk those dirty carpets with Zero Res carpet and air duct cleaning as the madness of March approaches. It's time to get your home in order. Zero Res uses no harsh chemicals, leaving your carpet safe for your family and pets. Whether you're hosting a watch party or just need a refresh, the cleaning pros at Zero Res have you covered. Shop right now and you'll get three rooms of carpet cleaned for only $119. Book online at ZeroResGreenville.com.
You've heard me talk about Christian Levis at Real Choice Healthcare. Dennis Prager here. The new administration has big plans for your health insurance, changes that will limit your choices. The Affordable Care Act is a one-size-fits-all plan. Healthcare is not a one-size-fits-all problem. The premise of the ACA is that coverage equals care. It doesn't. Real Choice Healthcare recently saved a family in Greenville in their 50s almost $600 a month. Act now. Protect yourself with a plan that cannot be canceled. This is a nationwide PPO plan, which allows you to pick your doctors and hospitals if you pay for your own insurance. Have a small business or are paying higher rates with your work coverage? You can lock in a private plan created and managed by you, not the government. Call Christian today at 864-362-4700. That's 864-362-4700. Act now to see if you qualify for significant savings. Real Choice Healthcare.com. Better coverage, lower rates every time.
Whoa, wait a minute. My house is worth how much?
Look, the house is great. The landscaping is perfect. But have you looked at your concrete floors?
I mean,
your pool deck is crumbling. Your driveway is all cracked and filthy. And the garage is all chipped and peeling and stained.
Oh, man.
Hey, don't worry. If you really want to make this house a home, we've got to call Atlas Coatings. Atlas Coatings.
They can transform these surfaces in as little as one day with top-shelf commercial-grade concrete coatings.
Made in the USA.
Except no substitutes.
We're not settling for cheap knockoffs or weak epoxies.
Atlas Coatings are four times stronger than epoxy.
Tough, durable, and slip-and-stain resistant.
Atlas Coatings comes with a lifetime warranty. Indoors and outdoors, residential and commercial, we do it all. Call 864-999-0404 for a free quote. Or visit us online at atlas-coatings.com. Mention 94.5 The Answer and save $300 on your next project. Atlas Coatings. Who knew concrete could look this good?
Hey, Upstate. It's time to wake up. Here's the Morning Answer with Joey Hudson on 94.5 The Answer.
Hey, 52 on this Free Speech Friday. Mike Gallagher joining us. Good morning, sir. What are we going to talk about on this Free Speech?
I don't know. I don't know. What do you do? I'm going to the lake this weekend. What are you guys doing? I mean, there's nothing going on. I mean, not much in the world. Wow, we've crossed the Rubicon, my friend. I mean, there's no turning back now. And we're starting a really, really ugly chapter. I don't know about you. I'm a little emotional this morning. I'm angry. I'm a little frightened because this is a dangerous, dangerous time in America. And we're going to see how this thing all plays out. I'm going to head to New York after the show today because he's expected to turn himself in to authorities. And even saying those words out loud just fills me with a sense of dread, Joey.
Yeah.
For 2 years, I've been saying it. Longtime listeners to 94.5 The Answer have heard me for 2 years say they're going to indict him. I prayed I'd be wrong. Sadly, I was not.
Well, were you surprised, though, yesterday? I mean, I had kind of decided, okay, this is probably going to be a few weeks now since the grand jury recessed for a few weeks. I mean, I really wasn't expecting it to happen. Were you?
I absolutely don't believe anything they tell us ever again. We can't believe anything they say. You can't trust the media. You can't trust the government. This is a time for sort of prayerful reflection, but we better have clarity. We better have resolve. And we got to hang on to each other during this difficult time. I'm not kidding you. What are you guys planning to do this weekend? Are you going to the lake? Are you going to try to clear your head a little bit from all this? I mean, what are your plans this weekend?
It's a big weekend in the Hudson household. My sweet wife, Peg, you know, we've been talking with you about she and her sister, Patty. They have this neat space in this new wonderful market. You're going to have to go when you next time.
I've heard about this market over on Augusta Road.
Yeah, West Side Marketplace, and I mean, they have everything you can imagine, and so tomorrow is the big grand opening, and Peg and Patty, they have their space, and it is beautiful. They have some great stuff in there, so they're excited about the grand opening of their
How
retail
cool.
space.
What's their yes. And they moved their booth. What's their booth number? It's
425, yes.
Wow. So go by booth 425. Let's have a big grand opening. Clear your head of all the political drama. Go to booth 425 at West Side Market this week. It's going to be huge. I've heard this. They've been talking about this. There's big billboards for this market all over I-85 last time I was in town.
Yeah. Well, I've got one out there when you were here last
time. I saw the billboard. Last time I was going to the airport, it's right there on I-85 by the Augusta Road exit. Yeah. Well, let me give you my little market news. I'm going to give your audience the first shot at something that is sure to be a coveted, treasured item. How about a free Trump t-shirt? Mother's Day, Father's Day right around the corner. We're ready to go, and I think this is so exciting. I've been telling friends about it. We're selling free Trump T-shirts on the Mike Gallagher Show store, and if your listeners text the keywords free Trump to 800-655-MIKE, we'll send you back a link where you can place your order. $19.99. It's going to have Trump's mugshot on it with the words free Trump on the T-shirt. Small, medium, large, extra large, XXL. Go to, just text the keywords free Trump to 800-655-6453 or just go to MikeOnline.com and order your T-shirt. It's going to have Trump's mug. I mean, listen, can you think of a better gift for the for mom or dad, the Trump lover in your life, than a free Trump T-shirt? How cool is this?
I cannot. Now, will you be wearing one of these when you're down at near the DA's office next week waiting for this to happen?
I absolutely will. I'll be out there with a picket sign. I'll be marching around with a picket sign and a free Trump T-shirt. That'll go pretty well because there's no violence going on in New York City these days.
Wow.
Yep.
That's a great idea, though. That is a great idea. Yes.
I got a tip of the hat to Eric Hansen from our team who mentioned that a couple of weeks ago. And so our team scrambling, and it'll be a lot of fun to get a free Trump T-shirt. And again, we're kind of having to do it on the back end. Give it a couple of weeks because we're going to have to get the mugshot. And those are some big questions. Is he going to smile during the mugshot? I wonder if they let you give a thumbs up in a mugshot in New York.
Well, it depends on where your hands are. If you're in the cuffs, no.
You think they're going to put him in handcuffs?
That's the other question. Well, you know, I've read conflicting statements on that. I read somewhere where, you know, his team says he's going to be treated like everyone else. Probably not a perp walk, but yes, probably maybe handcuffs, certainly fingerprints and a mugshot. Who knows? I think they're still negotiating this.
Yeah, I mean, the Secret Service probably has a lot of say for that. They'll be able to weigh in on that, I guess. It's awful. And listen, all the chest thumping going on, the Trump haters, there's the old line from Ralph Waldo Emerson, if you come for the king, you better be sure to take the king out.
Yeah.
I don't know they realize what they've stepped in, my friend. I don't think they realize what they're about to paraphrase Schumer, they're about to reap the whirlwind.
Yep. Mike Gallagher, you'll be all over it for the next 3 hours. Have a great show on this Free Speech Friday.
Thanks, Joey. Have a great weekend. And go to the West Side Market. Go see Peg and Patty.
Booth 425. Yes.
You got it.
Hope you have a wonderful weekend. Be safe. We'll get through this, folks. Remember, God's in control.
God bless the USA.
3-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never before seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to salemnow.com. Salemnow.com.